Now, I think looking back on 2024, we're going to identify one of the great album releases this year as Tiger in the River by Skeela. And I'm delighted to have from the band, hopefully she can tell me that I am actually pronouncing that right, the lovely Chelsea. Good morning.
Good morning, Morena.
Is that correct?
You are bang on.
Yay.
Well done. Yes.
I just always, that's the problem. I see all these things written down, and then one day I go to say them, and I'm like, oh, shit.
You're certainly not the only person who, it's actually a Greek word, so trust me to pick that and then think, oh, crap, people are actually struggling with that one.
What does it mean?
Well, it's actually a little bit edgy.
Oh my God.
It means female dog, a.k.a. bitch.
Oh, really? Oh, my God.
Yeah. That's quite a pretty word, though.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Like, for bitch, that is a beautiful word, you know. I love. Hey, congratulations are in order, I would say.
Thank you.
You've had Tiger in the River out for a bit now. How are you feeling about it? You happy? Are you still getting these waves of happiness flooding you?
Oh, yes, that's exactly what's happening.
Excellent. Good.
It's a delight to finally have it out after so long in the pipe.
Yeah, something like 4 years in the making.
Yes, because, I mean, of course, I think a lot of artists would relate to me when I say COVID really got in the way for a second. So that was part of it too. But I think also we just didn't realize how long it does take to make these things happen just in general. So adding that in the mix was, 4 years, there you go.
Wow. And these things do take a while. Now, tell me, going into this 4 years ago, did you have kind of in mind what you wanted?
I think. What do you mean?
Did you have a real vision for like? Was it even Tiger in the River back then? Like, did you have a whole idea of what the album was and the imagery and the songs on it?
That's okay. I understand your question more. Thank you for clarifying. Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting because Tiger in the River came as a title sort of post after the songs had been made, especially one in particular. There's actually a lyric in one of the songs that is Tiger in the River, and not all of the songs, but a few of them were written actually quite a long time ago, like around 2017, 2018, and so there is like a central character in my life who is the tiger, and so it's kind of like a sort of a metaphorical character that sent, you know, a lot of the songs are featuring that, you know, or about that kind of experience that I had involving this person. And then there are other things there's other songs that don't relate to it at all, but it was a big sort of thematic thing. So I
read
that line and that lyric because I felt like, okay, well, this is kind of wrapping up a chapter for me emotionally as well.
That's so very, very cool. Now, of course, there's six of you in this group. You know, it's not a small little group. How do you guys work creatively together? Is it quite a collaborative thing?
Well, so me and Michael Howell, who's the guitarist, will often, like, either the writing process will be that I will bring in either fully formed songs, or I'll bring in like a song, like a chord progression that already has something over it, and then I'll say to Mikey, hey, do you want to write some more for this tune? And he'll write more. Or Mikey will bring in fully formed chord progressions, and then I'll write over that. Or we will come up with something completely together as a band, which is actually what we're kind of toying with now for the next album, is
just
like jamming together and in the room and seeing what each of us comes to, you know, together as a unit like that. And then also there has been writing from Tom Dennison, who's our bass player. So he'll write a chord progression and I'll write over it. Or so it's a real, like, sort of...
There's quite a mix there, isn't there?
Yeah, multi-pronged sort of process, depending on whatever people have. And then, yeah, and then we'll kind of either... We'll bring our stuff in and then each person will sort of flesh out their own parts, you know?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Unless I've got something specific or Mikey's got something specific. Like, sometimes I'll write bass lines for Tom, but then other times I've just got a chord progression, so he will take that chord progression and then come up with something cool on his own as well. So it's all very cross-pollinated.
Yeah, I love that. So, yeah. Like, it's kind of unpredictable in a way as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, tell me, is there discussions of a tour?
Oh, my alarm went off. My apologies.
Is there discussions, or have there been discussions, of a potential tour?
Oh, a tour? Oh, yes.
Good.
Yes, I'm actually trying to book one kind of now. I sort of had started a couple of months ago, but sometimes it takes people a while to reply.
Hey, so, tell me,
yeah, but we do have a date booked for Wellington, for Pōneke, and we're, you know, working on a date for Auckland and some other places as well. In fact, we'd really like to go to some smaller places that we haven't been yet, like Ragland or Kirikiriroa. Yeah, so we're looking around and Whangarei if we can. Yeah.
Oh, I would just love to see you guys down here in Christchurch.
Oh, we would really love to come back to the South Island. We don't quite have enough money for it at this stage. We did it last year, actually.
Spoken like a true musician.
We came to Christchurch and Dunedin, and oh, it was wonderful.
Hey, well, I'm still glad, you know, it's in the back of your mind, but don't worry. It's
definitely.
It's kind of...
We will be back one day.
It's tight purse strings for everyone at the moment, I think, so don't feel
Absolutely.
Too bad about that.
Thanks, Liam.
Now, tell me, when the album came out, did you guys at least have a bit of celebration together? I mean, this was so long in the making. You guys surely wanted to celebrate it.
We do. We've actually got a couple of gigs to celebrate. We've got an album release party in Auckland and then another one in Pōneke as well, because we thought, oh, we've got, like, you know, we're still in the same island, so we can just drive down.
Yeah, it's easy. And what was it like the day you finally got the vinyls?
Oh, I mean, that was really special. I've never actually released anything on vinyl before.
Oh, right.
As far as I know, none of us have. So it was, after having released things digitally for so long, it's really gratifying to hold, like, a large, and I would say beautiful, artifact in your hands. You know,
oh,
no matter
absolutely.
What the artwork is, it's like it's a beautiful thing, and it feels very, like, real and official and sort of, you know, like, I don't know how to describe it. It's just, like, very, very exciting. And when you release something digitally, I mean, I guess it's exciting too, but you don't have the ceremony attached in quite the same way.
Totally, yeah. Mm. And, like, the album art itself is so vibrant. It must look great on a vinyl cover.
Thank you. I drew it myself.
Did you?
Yes, that's my artwork. It's cheaper than hiring someone else. I'm starting to make us sound like a really thrifty band. Like, maybe more than we should be, but...
Wow, so you're quite artistic then, aren't you? Because it's an insane piece of artwork.
Thank you very much. My mother is an artist, and so are her mother and four sisters. So she really passed it on to me.
Oh,
and my
wow,
sister.
Yeah.
It's been very useful for both of us. We're both musicians. Actually, I tell you what, shout out to my sister Briar, who actually makes a feature on the album. She's amazing, and she also does artwork for herself. Because, yeah, once you know how to do it yourself, you can kind of DIY everything, you know?
Yeah, totally. Hey, congratulations. I'm just so bloody happy for you guys because it's such a good album. This is so naughty to ask, but I do like to ask it occasionally. Is there a track that you particularly love? Like, is there a song you like the most?
That's a really great question. I mean, I really love all my songs, but I flip between favourites, you know, from sort of month to month, I suppose. So my favourite right now is this. I think it's, I can't actually remember which track number it is. I think it might be track number 8 or 9. It's called Solos. And I really like that one. I wrote that one, the chord progression and the mel- and the lyrics. So I brought that one in entirely. And then the bridge was written by Tom, I think. We added another section and the fellas added it in. And I really love how that one turned out. It's one that we don't have in the set as regularly, if at all, yet. It's going to kind of be debuted live on this tour. And it's very fast and sort of energetic. And it's about how much I love listening to musicians soloing. That's what it's about. It's very simple.
Yeah, I love that. It is amazing to see an artist do that, you know, particularly when it's not what they do normally.
Yes, exactly. And it's my favorite thing to do is watch how an individual musician expresses themselves in that format. And we're all coming from a jazz background as well, so that's like it's kind of bred into us to be really listening to that kind of thing. And I find it so exhilarating, and I just really like writing music about music. Because I love music more than anything.
Oi, totally. I love that. I think that's great. Really interesting you mentioned. I mean, I didn't know that, but I kind of got the impression you're all kind of jazz-trained musicians. That must be... Like, there must be quite a technical level to how you discuss your chords and, you know... the progression of your songs and all that. It must be quite a high level, I'm assuming.
Well, it's fascinating to me because every genre has its own way of working, and with when you're jazz trained, you learn how to read music and you learn a lot about music theory. But when you're working with another genre, like with Skylar, I would say we're sort of like, I have a little, there's like a little label that's been floating around. We call it psychedelic R&B. So it's like, you know, sort of much more sort of closer to the pop realm. But because we're jazz trained, we can kind of bring other like improvisational elements into what we're doing. We can kind of, we've got harmonic, like a harmonic palette that's a bit more rich. But that's also a palette that's part of R&B. So
right.
The way that we work is a lot more like how a lot of the original music acts that you would see on K Road and in Christchurch and are working, where we're sort of just coming together and feeling it all out by ear rather than talking about it too much. And then afterwards, sometimes I'll transcribe what we've made and then discover, oh, it was this chord and it's this structure and it's these cadences. And it's really fun for me to be able to exercise that and kind of investigate, post writing, you know, because the skills are there.
Yeah. Oh my God, I could listen to you talk all day, to be honest. However, I unfortunately can't do that because look, we've got things to do. We're busy people. So I just want to say, Chelsea, congratulations for all of this. You should be so proud of yourself and the band, and this album's just, it's insane. It's so good. It's
thank you, Liam. Kia ora.
It's just amazing, yeah. Thank you so much for joining me on my show today.
Absolute delight. Thank you for having me.
Have a great, great day.
You too. Ka kite.
And that was Chelsea from Skylar, talking about their brand new album, Tiger in the River, which is out now. And I'm actually going to play the song Chelsea said was her favourite at the moment, Solos. I'm going to play it for you right now. Do enjoy. Here you go.
got game. It's just a baby. I can't help myself when you do it, make me want to. Motherfucker, wanna make me say, I say, oh. Myself when you do it, baby, want to. Motherfucker, wanna make me say, I say.